Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
I looked all around town and I didn't find a new business opening up this week.
Oh, gosh. I think we have enough for now.
Yeah, how about that excitement earlier this week? People parked in their cars watching the...
A standoff, I guess, literally. SWAT and multiple agencies and stuff like that, but it ended peacefully, so that's a good thing. Never a dull moment in Brunswick. Moving right along, let's get into it. We got quite a few things to talk about. Costa Oil opened up and they are going to extend their special for the whole month of March. 50% off all oil changes.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Any way we can save. So check them out for your 50% off oil change all month of March.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Costa, let me talk about this real quick. Standing at Original Steak and Hoagies for the second time since they opened.
They are good.
And a gentleman comes up to me and says, "Are you Kimberly?" And I said, depends. Am I stepping back or is this going to be a pleasant conversation? And he said, "I just listened to your podcast and went and got my 50% off oil change at Costa. And what did he sell?" Oh, and then he was there at Original Steak and Hoagies because we talked about them. So he didn't know about the podcast and found out about it. And he and his wife are excited because they have a couple of youngsters. And so, Mark, if you're listening, thank you.
I guess we're doing it because we enjoy it. But feedback like that is always welcome and appreciated. I know it makes me feel good when somebody says, "Hey, I love your podcast." So,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great meeting him and having that, there was a couple other people. One other, the mom of the owner, Beth, she said, "I listen to the podcast all the time." And so tell a friend. All right. What else you got?
In other news, Brunswick got their credit rating upgraded from AA2 to AA1. So that will save on interest costs for the new fire station. It'll be less expensive to pay for over the long term. AA2 and AA1 are pretty good credit scores, so they must be doing something right with their money.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear that. Good. Save us a little bit of money. That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or save them a little bit of money. Right?
Spend it more on roads or something else.
Right. Well, speaking of roads, somebody was tearing up the roadways lately, but car show of some sort was back last weekend. And well over 100 cars.
Oh, they estimated 400 to 500 over the course of the... Yeah, well, it filled up the whole parking lot there where Brunswick Grab and Go is. And then there was probably five rows over at Laurel Square.
Yeah, so looked like a good event. Nobody crashed the place or anything like that. Amir over at Brunswick Grab and Go, good job on that. The only thing I saw was some people were upset about loud engines and racing and going a little too fast down Laurel. So
there were several complaints. The police were called several times. A couple tickets were issued for squealing tires. And then there were some videos online of some cars going a little bit too fast, a couple of them burning rubber.
Well, I don't know if you, did you watch any of their other videos from other places? So this seems to be a particular club in general, mm-hmm. and they have a tradition of when they leave, they kind of, make a loud exit kind of thing. So I think if it just keeps being reiterated to them that, look, you're in a residential neighborhood when you leave, so, let's not get crazy and stuff like that. But I think it was great to see people gather and a car show, even though it wasn't the old classics. It would be great to see both, I think, the classics and the new ones.
Yeah, that would be awesome. 500 cars, you had a couple clowns. As long as police are called and they come and take care of it, I don't have a problem with it. I think it was great.
Right?
There was lots of money being spent in those businesses that weekend day.
Great job again to Brunswick Grab and Go getting that together and putting on a nice event. We'll look forward to the next one.
Yeah.
I grabbed this from another page. I know it's not Brunswick, but Hinkley Lake, there's some great pictures showing all the work that's being done over there. So if you're interested, check that out.
The North Park is coming along real well. It's completely drained and dry, and they're waiting on for some information from a company to get those next steps rolling where they're going to dredge it out. And we can look forward to that in the fall being completed.
Got it. Well, good. The sooner they get that done, a lot of people will be happy they can have that park back. So also want to draw attention to our Hound of the Week. They had one up, and by the time I could get it ready for us to record today, the dog was adopted. Mm-hmm. So that's an awesome thing.
This one's a cute one.
So that's an awesome thing. This one's cute, adorable, almost looks, well, I was going to say Petey, but he doesn't have a circle. He just has the black eye part. Ayumi, I think is the name of this dog, is a sweet girl over at Houndstown. Go check out Houndstown Cleveland-Brunswick Facebook page if you're interested in adopting a pup. Adorable girl. Adorable girl. So, and what else we got? So one of our feel-good posts of the week was one that has over 1,300 likes. We haven't had that many likes in a long, long time, but this is a good one. This is a gentleman collapsed walking into Myers, and he had a massive heart attack, and a cashier and a nurse, just a bunch of people jumped in, and, you know, he's going to be fine if I'm reading through the comments and stuff like that, but way to go. It's you guys saved this man's life. And so it's just amazing. Nurse's name is Tiffany, performed CPR and all that stuff. And so everybody came together and literally you saved his life. So awesome. That's feel good story of the week.
Well done. Fantastic. How about this one?
And I like this one. Pretty interesting, actually. Somebody reposted this. This is Chrissy Rhodes, an old story that she did about the center of Brunswick and how the center of Brunswick started as swampy land with a wooden bridge across it. And then it was made into a circle. And there's some old buildings there. And then one of the buildings actually is the Methodist church that still stands today. And the photo that you guys are looking at, I don't see the date actually, but it's amazing. I wish it was like a country store or something right there on the corner. So yeah, it's something fun. It was, you know, got a lot of attention, and Chrissy always posts good stuff. So we will look for more stories coming from her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It says that in the 30s, it was changed from a circle to an intersection, and flashers were added where they had only red and green lights and changed from one color to another.
Talks about a speed trap or something.
Yeah, they used it as a speed trap in the 30s. Brunswick police learned it a long time ago.
That was Lucas that said that, by the way. Brunswick City Police, just so you know, that was Lucas.
No, I love our police.
Okay, senior citizens are invited to come to the theater for Brunswick Schools and see Brunswick Middle School Drama Club. They are going to do Frozen Junior, and that's Saturday, March 16th. Enjoy coffee and donuts at 1 o'clock in the Student Center, and then the play starts at 2, and that's free for seniors. Seats are limited, so please RSVP 330-273-0220. Check out Brunswick City Schools website if you need more, or Facebook page, excuse me, if you need more information.
Good stuff. Did you see Girl Scout cookies are in?
They are in. And guess what? We have a list of over 2 dozen places of where they're going to be sold at. So if you didn't order them or need more, check out. You need more already?
Yeah. Need more.
Oh, my gosh. Check out the tab at the top of the page. We put announcements and good stuff up there. So check that out. Sales start this weekend. So
nice.
Get on it. Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, as much as we'd like to hear our own voices, we really want to hear from you. So go to brunswickgrouptherapy.com and find that microphone button and leave us a message. We really do want to hear from you. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
Yeah. Things to do in the 212. We got...
We're back.
We got at the Brunswick Library tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Whiz Bang Science Show will be teaching about the eclipse. That'll be coming through on April 8th. They'll talk about its orbital mechanics, a scale model of the solar system, talk about reaction of ancient people to the moon with the full brainstorm experiment, how to safely view the eclipse, and lots more. So that's pretty cool for the kiddos.
Yeah, it is.
That's Saturday at 10:30 a.m. right here at the Brunswick Library.
All right. Venus Park spring cleaning. Everyone is welcome. That is going to be March 10th, the Sunday, from 12 to 2. If you'd like to help out and volunteer for the parks, that'd be great.
And that's being put on by Brunswick Strong Towns, a local organization that works on improving the walkability of our community. They're going to provide gloves, buckets, trash bags, and litter grabbers. So all you really need to do is show up and have a heart for the community.
Right. That's a great volunteer opportunity. So Island Troy is hitting it again tonight at 6 o'clock. He's all over Red Wagon Brewery. Have you been to this one?
Oh, yes.
Why do I even bother? Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I got so some. For those of you that didn't know, Red Wagon Farm over on East River Road opened a brewery. And so they do fruit and vegetables and all that and brew and hops and wheat and hops. That's what I was trying to do. Trying to segue into it. But anyway, check out Island Troy tonight, 6 o'clock. So
yeah. And tomorrow night, Saturday at 6 p.m. is Electric Cats, contemporary rock and sing-along acoustic hits. Same place, Red Wagon Farm.
Same place.
So
yeah.
You can go there, try a couple of their beers, and then go back the next day and try the rest.
So if you didn't get enough, Friday night, Saturday night is Live at the Wooden Nickel. Oh my gosh, I just had it in there. Oh, Dogwood Rockers. Jeez Louise. Dogwood Rockers is going to be appearing, and they are a unique multi-phase guitar and keyboard approach to cover songs 60s through the 90s. That's what it says on their page, so give them a listen. What else we got?
Brunswick Rec Center is having a summer camp. It's going to go from June 3rd to August 9th for 1st through 5th graders. You can do weekly, 4 days, 3 days, or 2 days. Camp hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., but they do have early drop-off at 7 a.m. and late pickup by 6 p.m. That's going to include field trips, snacks, swimming, gaga ball, pizza Fridays, and more. So if you're interested in signing your kiddo up for summer camp, you can reach the Brunswick Rec Center and get more information. That's for members only. An annual membership is required, but you can apply for that as well.
All right. And then there may be a few tickets left, I think. Give Ellen a call and see if there's any tickets left for the annual Brunswick Hills Police Association Bunny Brunch. They're also looking for donations. So if you can help donate some supplies for the brunch, even if it's a monetary donation, reach out to Ellen over at the Brunswick Hills Police Department. And last but certainly not least, I want to remind everybody that we're going to be sitting down with Mary Weinhauer over at the Bat Studio. She is school board member and is going to be answering all your questions that you guys submitted on the You Know You're from Brunswick If page.
And that'll air this Monday.
It will air this Monday.
Check that out as a special. That's all we have, Brunswick.
All right. That was for some reason painful for me this week, but I still love you all and I still love doing this. So
indeed.
that'll be it. We'll see you guys.
Have a great week, gang. Bye.
Bye.
Saint, depending on who you ask, living my Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.